Hello, everyone. It is Talking Puck, the Eastern Conference Playoff Preview Edition. Join us on TalkingPuck.com. I'm Tom Callahan, at Callahan on air on Twitter. He is Jay Levin, at Bowtie Sports. And Jay, we've also got our Western Conference podcast up if people want to hear what we had to say about the West. But, I mean, I got to fly right in with this Eastern Conference because the Tampa Bay Lightning have been the talk of the NHL all season long, with good reason. They've had a monster season. So let me just cut to the chase. Do the Columbus Blue Jackets have any chance against the Lightning?
Any series with Tampa is going to be all about Tampa. I mean, they are the most complete team. They've got dynamic talent. They've got, you know, proven veterans. They've made some deep playoff runs with this group. Can Columbus do it? Yeah, I mean, that's why you play the games, right? I mean, you look at a team like Calgary over in the Western Conference. You know, no one would have predicted them to win the division, you know, or even to win the conference, you know, more or less. But does Columbus have a chance? Yes, if the games haven't been played yet, but do I expect them to win? No. I mean, I think this is looking like a five-game kind of series to me. And that's not a knock on Columbus. You know, if Columbus had finished in wild card one and matched up against Washington, you know, I'd be saying that they could give them a heck of a run and potentially win that series. I just think it's a statement on Tampa.
I agree. Tampa controls its own destiny here. As much as it kills me, because I picked the Leafs to be the preseason Stanley Cup champions with all their additions and the way that they looked heading in. And we'll get here to Leafs and Bruins in a minute. But yeah, the Lightning are the only team I think that can really legitimately stop the Lightning, at least to sing Stan right now. Now, you never know. It takes four playoff series wins to lift the Stanley Cup. A lot can happen between now and then. But Jay, let's go right to Leafs Bruins, because I think if you're an old school hockey fan, this is a huge series. And the Bruins are pesky. They're annoying. They're everything I think breeds success in a playoff series. Going against a Toronto team that has shown at times that they can just destroy teams. They have so much offensive talent. Freddie Anderson's a very good goaltender. The Leafs added Jake Muzzin on the blue line, although honestly, I would have liked to have seen them do more at the trade deadline defensively. But are they complete enough to beat the Bruins?
Well, you know, Tom, this series is the poster child for going 1-8 in a conference. I mean, you know, both of these teams are teams that, if not matched up against each other in round one, could easily make it through to the conference final. I mean, these are two very complete teams. To me, I wonder a little bit about Boston's goaltending. I kind of want to see, I need to see a little bit more from Boston's goaltending before I fully buy in on them. Toronto, young team, you know, they showed a lot in the playoffs last year. They showed a lot of fight, and I'm leaning towards Toronto getting through on this, but man, I mean, these are two conference final caliber teams that just happened by the misluck of the draw be matched up in round one.
Well, and see, that's what I'm excited about. This is a great round one matchup. Then in a year where there's a team like a Tampa Bay Lightning, these two teams may never meet otherwise. So you'd be robbed of that playoff series because of Tampa Bay's possible ability to just steamroll through everything else. So I'm in favor of the divisional playoff setup. I love that these two teams are going to meet in the first round. People are like, well, one of them is going to get knocked out in the first round. Great. I mean, you've got to win four rounds if you're going to win the cup. You've got to find a way to beat everybody. Your team needs to be the best team, and that means if you're Toronto, if you're Boston, and you're going to lift the cup, you're going to have to beat one or the other. Then you're going to have to beat Tampa Bay. Then you're going to have to beat somebody else and somebody else after that. This is not an easy tournament to win. And there's a reason for that. So I love the divisional matchups. And you know what, Jay? I agree with the goaltending for the Bruins. I thought Halak had been better down the stretch. Rask didn't look good. He certainly didn't look good at the end of the regular season. But, I mean, it just, I feel like they're going to end up, you know, just, it's going to be a question mark one way or the other. But then again, the Leafs, again, talked about Freddie Anderson. Now Michael Hutchinson is the backup for the Leafs because Garrett Sparks was so bad, they took him out of the lineup and gave him a 10-day hiatus to work on his game and get his game back. So neither one of these teams, if they run into goaltending trouble, necessarily says to me that they have an answer waiting in the wings. And so for that reason alone, it could be a real interesting series. This is a tough one for me to call. I really want to stick with my preseason prediction and say the Leafs are going to get by the Bruins, but I'll be honest, I feel like Boston is probably going to get under the Leafs' skin a little bit. I could see Boston winning the series, although I'm going to stick with my prediction, though. I'm going to stick with the Leafs from the preseason and say they get through. But I don't know. This is going to be a fun series to watch.
Yeah, it definitely will be a ton of fun to watch. You know, two players who I want to kind of take a look at, and skaters. I guess we've already talked a bit about the goalies, but two skaters who I think will play a major role in this. Brad Marchand for Boston. I mean, whenever you're in a series with them, I mean he's a guy who you have to bring up. Just his ability to stir things up, get under team skin, agitate, and, you know, potentially get a call from the league discipline office, right? You know, so we don't really know what we're going to see from Brad Marchand. And then, you know, for Montreal, a guy who I really like and who kind of flies under the radar there is Ron Hainsey, just a veteran defenseman who's just steady. And, you know, on a team with so much young talent, I think a guy like Hainsey will be really interesting to see how, you know, what he's able to bring, what sort of steadying influence he's able to kind of add to the lineup there. So those are two guys who I want to kind of take a look at as the series goes on. I got to think that Toronto finds a way to edge through. So
it's going to be interesting to see how it's going to work either way. And you know what? I'll be honest with you, Jay. The other two series, and I know that Penguins, Islanders, Hurricanes, Capitals probably won't get as much attention, but they definitely should. And I want to start Pens, Islanders, because you've got, you know, the fighting Barry Trotzes, if you will, on the island, who weren't even supposed to be in the equation this year, had a tremendous season. And Barry Trotz has done a coach of the year job, I think, with the Islanders against the Penguins and Crosby and Malkin and Murray. And, you know, the Penguins are a team that's been there. They've done that. They are a veteran squad. And the Islanders are a bit of an unknown commodity heading into the playoffs. But honestly, I think the Islanders' game is built for the playoffs. It's going to take some superstar efforts from the Penguins' stars for them to beat the Islanders.
Yeah, I mean, it's the old adage, you know, the cliche, your best players have to be your best players. And for Pittsburgh to get through, you know, that means that the superstars, the Hall of Famers, have to play at that level. I mean, if Crosby, if Malkin, if Kessel, if Letang, you know, take over the series, then that the Islanders just don't have the talent to match up with, you know, with those guys when they're fully on their game, fully engaged. But Barry Trotz is a master coach, a master at working series. And, you know, if he's able to set the tempo, if he's able to kind of let the Islanders muck it up, and if the officiating allows for that type of a tight, slower tempo game, then, I mean, The Islanders have been counted out all season. They're going to wear it as a badge of honor. They'll play with a chip on their shoulder. And they'll be comfortable in tight, low-scoring games. And they've got two goaltenders they could flip through throughout the series who both have, you know, have produced for them. So I think that they'd be comfortable in front of either goalie. It comes down really to the skill of Pittsburgh and how much it becomes a skill series versus how much it becomes a tactical series behind the bench.
Well, and that's going to be yet another tremendous series. I'm going to have a heck of a time. I'm going to be dual and tri-screening my way through a lot of these games, I'm sure, trying to watch all of these. But, man, that's going to be an exciting one. And then my sentimental favorites, the Carolina Hurricanes against the defending champion Washington Capitals. You know what? I love what Rob Brind'Amour's done with this team. He's got these guys ready to skate through a brick wall at a moment's notice. They love playing for him. Brind'Amour is by most accounts, I mean, if you've been reading about this team or following it remotely during the year, like, he's not a traditional coach. He's not a guy who he's not out there with a whiteboard every day, but he's a guy who's been there. He's been through the war. He's won a Stanley Cup with Carolina. And I think the guys just love to play for him, just like the Lightning love to play for John Cooper. And I don't think you can discount that when you have the players who are so willing to do anything their coach asks of them. I think they can pull off some things that are superhuman. And we might be talking Islanders Hurricanes as a second round matchup when I know everybody's going to root for Penguins Capitals.
And Carolina ended the season playing tremendous hockey. And I don't think you can discount that. They've got a lot of momentum. They've got a lot of belief in their game. Washington is a team that, or a franchise, I guess, that started slow in the playoffs in the past. I mean, we've seen them have struggles in round one. Last year, I mean, it took a couple of overtime escapes against Columbus, or else, you know, they would have been knocked out in round one by Columbus. I'm interested to see how the Capitals staff, coaching staff, manages this series. You know, we know that there's a lot that goes on behind the benches during a short series between working the refs, between changing matchups, getting the matchups that you want, changing lineups. I want to see if Washington, you know, how Washington's able to handle that from a coaching standpoint. Barry Trotz, I think, was huge in that regard, and a very veteran staff. You know, now you've got a newer staff, newer coach, you know, new coaches. How do they manage that? And how much does Carolina, with the momentum, kind of steamroll into the round? Washington's got the talent advantage, but man, it should be a fun series.
Well, and I 100% agree with you. It's all on the Capitals' start. If they can get it going early and be at least get a split in the first two games, I think that the Capitals can win the series. But I'll tell you what, if the Hurricanes win game one, and then maybe game two is close, maybe even if the Hurricanes get a split on the road in Washington, I like that for Carolina. I think that could be an upset. That could be an upset in the making there. So.
And something not to overlook. I mean, that building in Raleigh, when the Hurricanes are good, that building can really rock there. And, you know, it's been a while since they've had that magic at home, and you seem to feel it coming this year. I remember some of the old Southeast Division days going into that building when they were in that last cup run. You see some of the similarities with that building and with the way the fans are kind of embracing it. You know, if they get a split in Washington, go back home, rocking building for two games, I mean, it could be really tough for the Caps, but a guy who really gets overlooked, maybe underappreciated, Braden Holtby. I mean, take a look at his career playoff numbers. I mean, you're talking about a guy who's putting up numbers in the postseason at Hall of Fame level, and really slides under the radar while doing it. There's a lot to unpack with this series, and it'll be fun to see how things start, and then again be able to kind of play the adjustment game from there.
All right, Jay, the moment of truth here is, as we talked about in our other podcast covering the Western Conference here on Talking Puck, this is the kind of year where you can look real stupid with your predictions. You can look foolish because who knows how it's going to go. But give me your conference title game combatants, and then who's going to the Stanley Cup?
I mean, until someone shows me they can beat Tampa four times in a short series, I've got to stick with Tampa. I mean, most complete team. They've been most consistent from start to end of the season. I'm going Tampa getting through to the Cup Finals. Maybe it's too much of watching the past, but, you know, I think Pittsburgh, and until they're eliminated, they seem to be like a cat with nine lives once they get into the playoffs, and they seem to find a way more often than not. So I'm going, you know, Pittsburgh getting through to face Tampa, Tampa knocking them off and moving on to play for the Cup.
All right, I'm going to go with a surprise pick here. I did pick the Leafs again to win the Cup in the preseason, but I don't see it happening. I don't see anybody stopping Tampa Bay. I think Tampa Bay is going through against the Islanders. I think the Islanders are coming out of the division, and I think that that's going to be... So, Jay, our winner is coming out of that Penguins-Islanders series. But again, the Lightning are the only team that I've seen that can stop the Lightning, especially, as you put four times in a short series.
The ghosts of David Bullock, I think, are applauding your pick there on the Islanders-Penguins series.
Well, it's good to know that I have the ghost of David Bullock on my side. But you never know. And again, that's why we've all got to watch these series in this playoffs. And I can't wait, Jay. I'm super excited this year. It seems obvious that Tampa Bay is going to win the Cup, but that's exactly why upsets happen. And things can completely make a left turn. You never know how it's going to pan out.
Yeah, it'll be a heck of a couple month run here. Again, dropping the puck here soon, and we'll get a chance to see how dumb my analysis sounded once the game starts.
Or how brilliant. How brilliant. It could go either way. So. All right, that's Jay Levin. He's at Bowtie Sports on Twitter. I'm Tom Callahan, at Callahan on Air. Thank you for joining us for the Talking Puck podcast. More at TalkingPuck.com. And we will definitely be keeping you updated as we make our way through the playoffs. Enjoy it, everybody. Round one is getting underway.